big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Big Balls Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's going to be enormous, I feel quite confident. You know, once upon a time, one of my producers said, you can't say that on the radio. I said, again? Because I just did. So anyways, you know, I'm not trying to be coarse here. I'm talking, I've always used that as a, I'm not going to say a term of affection, but a term of respect. I mean, I've said it about women before. In a very respectful fashion. Like, man, she's got some big ones. And I mean that as a term of respect. But these Republicans, they've sort of crossed the line from being bold and a little audacious to just being crazy, man. And it's starting to bug me a little bit. And here's something I would ask you, Fancy Brian. What's the ballsiest thing you ever did in your life? That's wow. A big ask, right? That's a big
wow.
Ask.
Wow. I mean, I spent an entire year where I just said yes to everything, at least.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, I mean, that could be problematic.
Off the top of my head, just because there's baseball going on, I shaved off all the hair on my chest except for a C, and then went to 2 weeks' worth of free Cubs games because I did not wear a shirt.
That's nice. So you got free Cubs games, and
yes.
you shaved the giant C.
No, I left the C and shaved everything else.
Oh, well, that's so probably more work for you.
Yes, but it also was worth a lot of free beer around every bar in Wrigleyville.
And I assume you were a man in your 20s then? Or was this recent history?
No, that was before I left. That was like the summer before I left for L.A. So I had nothing. Speaking of things that like I have nothing left to lose, might as well just throw all my chips in. I'm pot committed. Let's go. That's kind of where I was at.
Oh, going cross country, moving to LA.
I'm moving to LA. I got nothing left to lose. Let's just say yes to everything. Anytime anybody said, hey, I'm your buddy from like, great, let's hang out. Done. Let's go out. Done. I did that every single night. And there were some times where I may have to think a little bit to figure out what kind of bold things I did at that time.
Well, you don't want to think too hard, Fancy Brian.
No.
844-967-2789. What's the brassiest thing you ever did? I can only think of a couple of really pretty bold things I did. I usually think of them in regards to fear or overcoming fear. Like I had the brass ones to overcome this ginormous fear that I have of, let's say, heights. I'm not very brave around heights. You know, I can like stand on a bar stool and get a little vertigo and, you know, could throw me off for weeks. But I do remember in college, I went rappelling, you know, like with the ropes and, but it was off a tall-ass building, and I don't know how I got sucked into that. But, you know, that first time you, like, push.
Yeah, that's not that, – that is, like –
That works better than repelling than on radio because I just did that with my chair, and I'm, like, halfway across the studio.
it's something that you can't necessarily get used to unless you do it all the time. But it's one of those – you're never used to it. Like, your body just goes, there is no ground, Monty. There's a ground. There's no ground, Monty.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Well, that felt – probably less scary to me because somehow there was a rope attached. But I do recall I had a, you know, like a step uncle, some relative, and he's a little bit of a party guy. And we went down to Stewart Lake, which is outside of Mount Horeb. And that was near where I grew up. Mount Horrible, as I used to call it. Wasn't all that bad. But anyways, Stewart Lake had this enormous tree, large tree above it. And the kids would climb the tree up to the very highest, weakest branches. And then you would throw yourself into the lake boldly, you know, with brass ones. And I stood up there for a long time. I had to think about that one, man, because, you know, I could see like rocks in the water at different places.
Yeah, like, you can't miss. And was there a quarry?
Sort of. Yeah, something like that. I don't know. You know, I just know that when I jumped, I didn't die. I felt very brave. And, you know, anyways, that's about as brassy as I get.
Like at least 60% of the coming of age stories that you have to read in high school have to deal with some kid dying in a quarry when they went to go swimming.
Yeah, I thought about, I could die. Oh, there was another thing we did in in college, we would go out to the railroad tracks outside of La Crosse, sort of on the backwaters of the Mississippi, and we would jump off the railroad bridge. But one day the train came and you kind of had to jump off the railroad bridge, but underneath there would be railroad ties. Like, there were a few spots in the water that were definitely dangerous, but when the train's coming, you're jumping. You know what I mean? Like, everybody off. And I remember feeling, you know, again, being a little afraid of heights. That was sort of brassy. But I can tell you, you know, faking it, faking that courage, faking it till you make it. I want to use that in context of politics just for a minute before we go to break. I want to tell you a story. I'm going to quote a source here. This was on MSNBC. Several years ago, I'm quoting someone else. I saw a BBC reality show called Faking It. The premise of the program was straightforward. Regular people with no meaningful experience in a given field would take a crash course in a profession that is not their own. Coaches would quickly try to help the contestants master difficult skills and then try to fool a panel of experts. The contestants would do so surprisingly well. And this is in the context of the state of Georgia Senate race and candidate Herschel Walker. And this is how he was described. Part of the problem is that Walker isn't faking it well. When tested, the political rookie has shown he hasn't yet reached the point at which he can pretend to be competent. Adding that Walker's campaign has been dogged by a multitude of issues, including accusations of domestic violence, mental health issues. Bennin wrote, there's a reason the Georgians campaign team has tried to limit the retired football player's public appearances and kept Walker largely behind closed doors. Kind of what they accused Joe Biden of. You know, he literally skipped the Republican debate in Georgia. A little bit more. Noting that Walker seemed headed to landing the GOP nomination, he warned, in the BBC show I used to watch, those who struggle to fake competence failed their challenge. In American politics, those who fail to fake competence sometimes get to become powerful federal policymakers. He said it better than I did. I'm sorry. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. I'll get it all straightened out.
It's time to do it. Do it now.
Come on! Do it now!
Listen to him, man. He's just crazy enough to do it.
You can do it!